page 50, Career Connections by Dr. Catherine Schmidt-Whittaker. Have you thought about retirement or the investments you will need to make now in order to have income when retirement time arrives? Every adult should be thinking about a retirement plan or what income one will live off of in the later years of life. While this article is an introduction to potential financial investment planning for retirement, from an employee's perspective, it is not investment advice. For investment advice, please consult with a financial planner. One may ask, why talk about investments when the stock market has been losing money? It is true the stock market has been on a downturn for a while, yet some believe that it is time to invest for the long term. Stock share prices are low, so that means more shares for fewer dollars. In principle, over time, the value of the shares will increase and money will be earned. Page 51. I work for a public university and am eligible to participate in a 403B retirement investment program similar to a 401K program. Changes to the 403B program are effective January 2009, so I needed to learn more about the program. Below are highlights that may be of interest to others who choose to contribute to a 403B or 401K program. An employee is encouraged not to rely solely on the employer's contribution to the employee's retirement plan. In other words, an employer may contribute to a retirement plan, but when the employee makes a contribution, the employer may actually make a greater one within the rules of the plan. Even if the employer doesn't increase contributions, the employee's investment grows faster with active participation. With this in mind, an employee may also want to contribute to a retirement investment program. In my case, this means contribution to a 403B program. An employee's contribution is tax-deferred, which means that the contribution is deducted from the employee's taxable earnings. The contribution amount range could begin at a minimum $15 per month to a maximum of approximately $1,100 per month. As it is tax-deferred, the take-home paycheck will not reflect the whole contribution amount. It is good to start a contribution at the time one starts a job or receives a salary increase so that the contribution is not missed in the take-home amount. Once an employee decides to contribute, there are different investment factors to consider. One factor is an employee's risk tolerance level. An employee who takes chances or is young may select an aggressive risk level, whereas an employee who is more conservative or closer to retirement may select a low-risk investment. The risk tolerance level decision is based upon the employee's risk tolerance level and the length of time to retirement. Another investment factor consideration is the investment choice. Options include investing in domestic or international stocks, bonds, and precious metals. If an employee has the interest and time, one can follow the market and make adjustments to a portfolio on a regular basis. Page 52, for an employee who feels he or she does not have the time or interest in making adjustments to investments on a regular basis, there is a life cycle or target investment. The life cycle investment takes into consideration an employee's projected retirement year, then works backward to determine which type of risk tolerance level would be appropriate at this time. As the years go by, the investment will be rebalanced by the portfolio manager to a risk level that is more conservative as the retirement year approaches. Often a financial planner does not charge an individual when discussing financial options and developing a financial plan. The financial planner earns an income when one invests in a particular investment that is recommended by the planner. The fee may be taken out of the investment right up front or over time. You can attend a free financial planning seminar or meet with a financial planner for a free consultation. It is okay to confirm that the session is at no cost to you and ask how the planner's services is determined. If you are to invest with him or her and or a particular investment itself, You are under no obligation to follow this planner's investment recommendations, and you may ultimately do better financially by consulting a fee-only planner. This article was intended to provide an introduction to the possibility for an employee to invest in retirement. Hopefully, this introduction has created a curiosity to learn more about the options available and details about different programs. Taking an active and diversified approach to a retirement investment plan will put an employee in a stronger position at retirement time.